With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he will not agree to a ceasefire in Gaza, saying it would be a surrender to Hamas and to terrorism. Netanyahu says Israel has been at war with Hamas since the deadly attacks by the terrorist group on October 7th.
Israel did not start this war. Israel did not want this war. But Israel will win this war.
Meanwhile, anti-Semitism has broken out on many American college campuses since the war began. Jewish Insider editor Josh Krowauer says Cornell University received anti-Semitic threats in the latest in a series of concerning events on college campuses across the country.
Basically, the police told students at Cornell that it was unsafe to be at the Jewish Center at Cornell University. That's how bad things have gotten on one of our nation's leading college campuses.
Krowauer tells the Salem Radio Network Cornell, along with other universities, was very hesitant to condemn the October 7th Hamas attacks against Israel as anti-Semitism. General Motors and the United Auto Workers have reached a tentative contract agreement that could end a six-week-old strike against the big three Detroit automakers. Shamira Marshall, who is walking a picket line outside a GM parts warehouse, said auto workers must get paid more.
Cost of living is up. I just went to the store yesterday and I couldn't believe the prices. And I'm like, I just came to the store 3 weeks ago and things are up, like things are steady rising. So therefore, you know, we need this wage increase.
Ford arrived at an agreement with the United Auto Workers Union on Friday, while Stellantis announced an agreement over the weekend. GM and the UAW reached an agreement earlier this morning. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 511 points, the Nasdaq rose 146. This is SRN News. Another effort to expand euthanasia in Canada.
Advocates are urging the government to allow people with drug addictions to kill themselves. Dr. David Martel of Nova Scotia Health told the recent Canadian Society of Addiction Medicine, quote, "It's not fair to exclude people from physician-assisted suicide purely because their mental disorder might be a substance use disorder. Ever since Canada legalized euthanasia in 2016, eligibility has been expanded time and time again." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A modest pro-life revolution seems to be sweeping Russia. While abortion is still legal and widely available, some private clinics have started to drop it from the services they provide. The health ministry has mandated talking points for doctors designed to discourage women from terminating pregnancies. New regulations will soon severely restrict access to many abortifacient drugs as well. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union have reached a tentative contract agreement in Delta Township, Michigan. UAW local president Mike Huerta says it's too soon to celebrate.
Our bargainers did their job. They're going to present us with something, and then we get to tell them it was good enough or it wasn't.
The deal could end a six-week-old strike against the Detroit automakers. Americans keep spending despite high prices, but can it last?
Many analysts still warn of new headwinds facing consumers and the economy. Nearly 30 million student loan borrowers had to start paying their loans this month, and government dysfunction in Washington could lead to a government shutdown next month.
That's correspondent Rita Foley reporting a winning session on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 511 points at the closing bell to 32,928. The S&P 500 up by 49. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.